It's Friday, the 20th of August, 2010, in Oroville, the city of dawn, the city the earth needs. Overhead, the sky is overcast. The humidity after this morning's brief rain, preceded by thunder and lightning, is 83%, and the temperature is 27 degrees Celsius, accompanied by breezes out of the southwest at 3 kilometers per hour. Our condolences go out to Nela and Andy and all their family, as Orovillian Rika, their mother, at age 76, passed into the light this morning. Further announcements will be made. Listen now to Anand, one of a team of three who risk life and limb scaling the heights of Matramandir on a daily basis, rounding the sphere to continuously clean the discs. Good morning, Anand.
Good morning.
So you're one of the people who keep the Matramandir disc clean. You look like you're ready to climb a mountain. Tell me, how often do you have to clean a disc?
If we are to return upon the same disc, it could take between 6 weeks to 2 months.
And then it's full of black dirt from the air, or what?
Yeah, one realizes that there's a lot of grime which collects from the smoke which is around in the atmosphere, which could be coming from all the pollution that could be... I really don't think it's from the vehicle so much as the pollution that could be coming from the burning that's been happening around.
And when you clean, you're wearing protective equipment and you're cleaning with what sort of cleaning agent?
It took us a while to experiment and come to one very good material, very largely used in India for carrying grains, is the jute material.
Like from the jute bags?
From the jute bags.
So an organic product?
Very organic. And we saw we didn't have to use water, we didn't used to keep on having cloth pieces which will always get grimy and would have to be thrown away. This one single piece can do something between 25 to 30 discs.
And then it's finished.
Then you could get rid of it.
So this is not a costly item, and it's organically grown here, and it's not hurting the finish of the disc, correct?
Yes. That feels very much like it, actually. It gives a very clean finish. It also gives a shine to the discs, like a polished finish.
Lovely. And how long have you been doing this, Anand?
Probably 3 months.
And you'll continue indefinitely, I suppose, because this is an ongoing work, no?
Probably.
Do you like your work?
Yes, Ella. Somehow physically very enjoyable, and the very fact of being in proximity to the chamber, it's not just the fact of being, but one feels it from outside, that proximity.
Wow. And how many in your team?
At the moment we are three working on the discs, but Prasad has been extending the team, Prasad, for finishing as fast as possible the work that had been pending around Matramandir. So he is working on making a team which would also be able to clean the Campirol, which has the paint coming off for a number of years.
Tomorrow, Saturday, 21st of August, there's a sitar recital by Sri Soham Munim, accompanied on tabla by Sri Debashish Das at 8 p.m., Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nevas. Happiness Index measures overall well-being, security, and happiness of people. Marcello Cardoso, Senior Vice President of Organizational Development and Sustainability in a Brazilian multinational company called Natura, is here. He applies this happiness index measure, which comes from Bhutan, within his company. During Senior Cardoso's visit, an opportunity to have an informal talk with him and hear of his experience using this method happens on Thursday, August 26, 5 p.m. at the Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity. Could this be a working tool for Auroville? One of Auroville's finest, photographer Olivier, is back into photography, filmmaking, and graphic design for books, exhibitions, artwork, etc. Olivier's website is www.andakosha.in. That's A-N-D-A-K-O-S-H-A. The Tomati's Ear re-education and listening therapy is on offer. The claim is that the soul of cultures, nations, and people are encapsulated in their language. Therefore, learning languages is a means to resonate one with another, and therefore a practical means of achieving human unity. Further, that the ear is involved in not just language, but in all kinds of learning, in attentive concentration and memory, in maintaining equilibrium and coordination, body image, bodily integration, in rhythm and motor control, as well as in creativity, mental activity, and awareness. It sounds that the Tomati's Ear Retraining Program has a multitude of benefits. Detailed information is available at www.orovillelanguagelab.org. From Sri Aurobindo comes this aphorism. The passions cry, life, 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 and the soul answers, God, God, God. Unless one sees life and everything in it as God, then life's joy remains out of reach. You've been listening to Auroville Radio, Marlenka on microphone, in studio Miriam, Yahalom, and Andrea. For further information, comments, or questions, contact auroville radio.org.